Joining us right now, Cynthia Moore from the Department of Natural Resources. DNR getting more involved with a recycling program involving plastics and films. What's changed?
Most people are aware that they can recycle plastic bags, and we're trying to get the awareness out that not only can you recycle your plastic bags, but there are many other types of plastic film wrapping that you can recycle. So we're encouraging people to recycle, and we're also encouraging local retailers and other business operations to serve as drop-off collection points if this works for them.
How is that working so far? Are you seeing a lot of participation by businesses to collect the stuff or no?
We did a pilot in Milwaukee in fall, and we did about 5 weeks. We had some radio ads and stuff, but then there definitely was a an increase in the amount of bags that were collected at some of our participating stores. So we see that when you get the word out, people do participate. I think in Wisconsin we have a strong recycling ethic, and people are usually very willing and happy to recycle if it's easy and convenient.
When you look at bags, it's not the only thing you're trying to collect. I understand some of the plastic films actually qualify for recycling.
Absolutely, and that's the message we're trying to get out, is you can recycle your bags and film packaging. But there are some caveats, where we do say that first we want people to remember to reuse and reduce first. So if you don't need that plastic bag, don't take it. But plastic packaging is everywhere, and you're going to find many, many occasions, many products used during the day that have plastic film wrap that you could recycle. We do have a couple of sort of tips on how do you know if this plastic packaging is recyclable and that's not. We have a poster that shows some of the most commonly recyclable plastic packaging. These include your grocery bags, retail bags, newspaper bags, case wrapping. Don't put the plastic bottles along with your wrap. We're just looking for the wrap on this. Wrap for tissue paper, dry cleaning bags, bread bags, clean, dry produce bags. So there are a lot of bags that a lot of wrap that you encounter every day that is very recyclable. The important thing, though, is that it's clean and dry and preferably does not have adhesive labels on it. And we also ask people to recycle using at the drop-off collections rather than in curbside programs. There are a number of curbside programs now in Wisconsin that do collect bags, but industry really has found that the value of the bags and film that they collect through drop-off collections is a much cleaner stream and has considerably higher value. So they really encourage you to look for your drop-off collection sites and, you know, recycle there.
So it sounds like people should go ahead and collect the stuff but keep it separate from other plastics, correct?
That's right. And, you know, we say, because it can get confusing, there are lots of different plastics you can encounter every day. And I think we're asking people to be conservative. If you're not sure if you can recycle it, don't put it in the recycling collection. You could either call, check your poster, but be conservative, because if there are too many contaminants in the collection, it really lowers the value of that material.
What about packaging such as the plastic attached to cardboard for like a bubble pack on a product that you might buy? That's different, isn't it?
Yeah, the air pillows, the bubbles, are recyclable. The air pillows are, but if it's connected with the cardboard and in any way adhesive stuck to it or anything, you can't. If it's a clean packaging, and one of the main keys is if it stretches, if you pull it, it'll stretch. Then it probably is recyclable. Often if you have a question, you can go online. We have lots of information on the online resources that we have available. If you go onto the DNR, if you go to dnr.gov, type in the keyword plastic bag, and we have different links in that will take you to web pages that give you a lot more information and answer a lot of the questions that you have. Or you can even call the DNR. You can call me at DNR, and I will try to find the answer if you can't find it.
On a related note, I remember seeing you at the garbage sort in Mosinee about a year back.
Oh, that was fun.
And a lot of the info you had from that showed that people weren't doing as well as they could, and there were some things that could get out to the public as far as what is and what is not recyclable. What has happened since then as far as educating the public on things they can and cannot do with recycling?
Well, we we did that specifically with the recycler up there, and usually based on the information they get from the waste sorts that they do, that recycler will try to tailor the information they get out to their customers, reminding them of what can and cannot be recycled. So a lot of this, the information of what can and can't be recycled, will come through your local program. We at the central office in DNR try to send out reminders to recycle. There are the basic materials that are banned from disposal that must be recycled everywhere. But a lot of the community programs actually include more materials than are banned from disposal.
Have you found compliance is getting better every year, or is it still a difficult message to get out?
I find that there is more interest, and the level of compliance is probably the same. If we get complaints about recycling programs or services, we will follow up with that service and ask them what's happening and tell them about the complaint we've had. And we've had very good response from them. What I do have more, I think, is calls from people saying, can I recycle this or should this be recycled? Should I be recycling the situation? So I think that there's an increase in interest in recycling.
And with all those questions, you do have a poster online, right?
We have a poster online, and really encourage you to use that poster. It's a great poster. And on the flip side of it, we even have tips of how do you know what to recycle, because we know it can get very confusing.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Pardon? Just to please remember to reduce, reuse, recycle, and really encourage you to notice all the plastic materials you use during the day and really be conscious about trying to recycle those that are recyclable.
Cynthia Moore from the DNR joining us today.